Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
B-Pod Studios.
What's up? This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Mass.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Shefty, as you know, Twitter always wins, and someone said, wow, that Jared Stidham must have been awful on those Zoom meetings, as if that was the reason, because nobody's been playing or working out or practicing. So you would have to think that Cam Newton would be the favorite going into camp, as you said, former MVP, over Stidham to start in New England for week one.
31 years old, too, Steve. Just turned 31 last month, usually a time when quarterbacks are entering the primes of their career. But I do think in typical Patriots fashion, they'll have what they call a quarterback competition. But to me, if Cam Newton picks up this offense quickly, and it's going to be challenging because he's stepping in late in the game, hasn't worked with this verbiage, doesn't know this offense just yet, there will be a lot to learn. But if he can do that, there's no reason that he shouldn't win the starting job over Jared Stidham. I do think, like I said, the Patriots are never one to just award starting jobs and say, this is our guy. And I don't think we'll hear Bill Belichick say, we have found a new starting quarterback in New England. But I think everybody knows what Cam is capable of. And if he plays to those capabilities and picks up the offense, you would think he'd be the guy in New England. I think that Brian Hoyer is a guy that the Patriots like and respected. I think they still are high on Jared Stidham. But again, this is the 2015 NFL MVP who turned 31 last month.
And here we go. Welcome to the program, Felger and Maserati. Monday, June 29th, Felger and Murray from our Tom Ford Tire Studios in Dorchester. Maz on remote. You've all heard the news by now. Adam Schefter helping to deliver it last night. And that's where I want to start, Maz. Big picture questions here with Cam Newton to the New England Patriots. And I think it really relates to Jared Stidham, the plan, the timing. Why last night? Why June 28th to sign Cam Newton when they had all offseason to sign Cam Newton? What does it mean for Jared Stidham? What does it mean for the future? What does it mean big picture in the Patriots quarterback position? What's your lead? Well, what are your answers to those questions, Maz? Do you have them?
Yeah, well, no, I have some. I don't have all of them. And what I would tell you is this, that when I saw it, my initial reaction that Cam Newton was coming to the Patriots was, ooh, this is going to be fun. This is going to be fun. Because again, this is it's a fascinating marriage between Belichick and Cam Newton. And stylistically, on the field and off, it's hard to find a bigger departure from Tom Brady than Cam Newton. I mean, they're totally different players, totally different personalities. And so Cam Newton's got a flamboyance to him that I think flies in the face of everything the Patriots do and the Patriots are. And I think his game is not necessarily even close to what typically the Patriots like to do on the field or have done with Brady. So there's that. The other element in this story, and to me, this is a big one for me too, as much as I am fascinated by Belichick and Newton, the Patriots have doubts about Jared Stidham. Plain and simple. I don't know any other way to say it. They have doubts. Now, again, you could say they're big doubts, you could say they're little doubts, but if they believed in Jared Stidham as the guy right now, Cam Newton wouldn't be here.
So my question is, did the doubts develop over the last couple weeks? Did the doubts develop in the last couple of weeks? You know, because I think the answer to this question is telling, and I don't have it. And that is, did they have Newton in their back pocket the whole way, and this was the plan the whole way? And they were just waiting, what, for his number to go down? Or for him to accept the fact that he wasn't going to get a $30 million offer somewhere? And it took all that. I mean, I don't know why it took all that time. The market established itself. Certainly within a month of free agency, they could have done this, and Newton could have figured out where he was at mid-April, early April, for crying out loud. And here we are at the end of June. So what did something happen with Stidham and Patriots in the last couple of weeks for the Patriots to go, oh, we got to go pull the trigger on Cam Newton? Or was this the plan from the start and they were just waiting on Cam Newton? You have a thought on that, Murray?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe, because I think you can make a case for both, that they wanted the number to come down, so that's what they were waiting for. Or there was something going on here with Stidham that irked the hell out of him. And we talked about this thing within the last week or so, that he's taken off to Texas. Not a vacation. You know, you hear his wife talking in the Instagram story, going to a wedding, but no, just heading down there. When you have Tom Brady and Russell Wilson and other players practicing right now and thumbing their nose at the NFLPA, you say, hey, you shouldn't be holding these practices right now, but they're so dedicated to their craft that they're out there. Here's the kid that we've been told here for a year plus is the heir apparent to Brady, or at least the starting quarterback should be for 2020. And he takes off for a month? So maybe that's what it was. So I want more digging here. I think there's more to be reported as to why this happened now.
Yes. And we'll get to the second big story, and that is the Patriots cheating scandal and their latest punishments there. I think there's I think there's a timing aspect there.
Totally.
But I don't think it's a timing aspect that is 2 months, you know, in the making, that the Pats had Cam Newton ready to roll 2 months ago and they were just waiting for the day. You know, maybe if you want to tell me the last couple days or week or so,
It's too much time, Mike. Something would have leaked out.
Right, exactly. So, but I mean, they could have timed it out if the two things came together within a week. They could have, you know. But I don't think this goes all the way back. So, to me, that says something. What was this the plan all along? Was this the plan all along, or did something develop here in this offseason that led them to go, nope, we've got to go Newton because we're not comfortable with those other guys? Or was this the plan from the start and Cam Newton just wasn't ready to sign? In which case, is there another second guess on top of there, which is what were you all waiting for? Because I know this is a different offseason where there were no official camps or off camps or passing camps or OTAs. But obviously, as we know, these quarterbacks are on the field with their teammates still working. And Cam Newton and the Patriots lost all that time, which isn't going to help them. It's not going to help them, and I'm sort of frustrated if this was the plan all from the start, and I could be frustrated at the Pats or Cam Newton on this, but, you know, the two of them, you couldn't have figured this out earlier, so you could have gotten on the field with your guys. Now, it's not too late. Newton can fly up today and start having workouts with guys, and, you know, obviously, it's a little bit of the Wild West, and you can just get out there and start working with your teammates, which is what I hope Cam Newton does. But it feels like a little late in the game, so, you know, what were they waiting for, I guess, Maz, is my question.
Well, it's a good question. Look, it's possible that they were waiting for Cam Newton to accept the reality that he wasn't going to get the money he wanted on the market. Maybe that's what they were waiting for. So I don't rule out that possibility either. I mean, we all know the Patriots like a good deal, like anybody does. And so if they can get the right player at the right deal, they'll do it. But I also, to me, the more I think about it, and since this thing broke, the more I think it's as much about Stidham as it is about anything else. This was, if they believed in Jarrett Stidham, if they were 100% on Jarrett Stidham, Newton wouldn't be here.
So I don't totally agree with you.
Well, why not?
Well, so look, if they believe in him for 2020, yes. If and we've heard this too, that they believe in him, but he just might not be ready in year two. And
we've also heard that he was would have been the third best quarterback behind Joe Burrow and Tua Tagovailoa if he was drafted this year. Like, that's my biggest takeaway from this. This Jarrett Stidham narrative for the last year, it's a lie. The cartel got used.
You think so?
See, that's
yeah.
what I say.
Yeah,
so,
totally.
So, Mike, when you say he's not ready for 2020, so we're guaranteeing he's going to be ready for 2021?
Well, no, but, I mean, you've heard this, that they loved Garoppolo, but they didn't necessarily think he was ready his second year either. And okay.
So they said that after Garoppolo became a starter in the league.
Okay.
So my point is, when they say, well, we don't think he's ready yet, well, then you have doubt. You have doubt. I mean, there's nothing that says, there's no guarantee that he will be ready. There's just no way to know that. I mean, so this is what it tells me, that they have doubt in Jarrett Stidham. Now, look, do they like their chances with Stidham? Maybe. Maybe not. But they're not sure. They're certainly not sure right now. and which is all that really matters. And so they made the move. Now, if Stidham has a good preseason, good camp, and then develops further during the year, fine, no problem. No need to go back into the quarterback market, and you are where you are. But if not, all it tells me, I don't think they're fully in on Stidham.
Okay, well, they're obviously not fully in on him for 2020. Like, that is indisputable. They are not all in on Jared Stidham for 2020. But if they felt all along that he was not going to be ready in year two, but we like him long term, then this doesn't really change that narrative. We will find out in the offseason if they go back into the quarterback market. And I have said that from day one. I will consider the transition a failure if they have to go back into the quarterback market next offseason. And that's been my feeling on that. Stidham did not have to start this year to develop. He did not have to play this year to develop. And I was among those that felt they could play Hoyer and win with Hoyer and would say nothing about, they just don't think he's ready year two, which is okay. And so, you know, we'll find out about that. That still has yet to play out. So if they don't think, if they think Stidham's the guy, but he's just not ready year two, then you're talking about a placeholder. And then you're talking about Brian Hoyer, Andy Dalton, Cam Newton. And now if you're talking that, then Cam Newton clearly has the highest ceiling and going to give us the most interesting football season. And so that's the good news in this. Absolutely. The bad news is, if they believe in Stidham, they don't believe he's ready right now. And so there is some doubt and to what degree.
Yeah.
And to me, I'm aggravated that it would have taken this long. I would have wanted, if they felt that way about Stidham, he's not ready this year, then get Cam Newton in the fold. Get him on the Zoom meetings. And I know it's not your typical offseason, but I'm consistent about this. Call me crazy. I like my quarterbacks in the fold, in the offseason, working with the team, especially new guys. And so it's, for crying out loud, it's July. And that's when they have to pull the trigger on it. It should have been sooner on all fronts. Cam Newton should have realized where he was at. The Patriots should have realized where they were at, and they should have signed him sooner.
Yeah, and I don't think I'm crazy to think that one of the things that pushed this to happen now, because maybe this wasn't the plan, but maybe what pushed this to happen was Bill taking a look down in Florida and seeing a rededicated quarterback who wants to stick it to him. I believe this fully. Bill, more than anything else, can't stomach the thought of a down year.
Nice.
Or more importantly, the Patriots having a worse year than Tom Brady's Bucks. I believe it. So they signed Newton to give him a better chance to win. So now the organizational reset is on hold. Because I think, I've been convinced by the cartel, if Stidham's the guy, or even if it's Hoyer, what are you at worst looking at, 8-8?
So that part I don't get, Murray. Did you think they were going to tank and go to the
No, I think they were going to just be, I think they'd be okay. 9-7, maybe 10-6 at best. And now, if Newton's healthy, they have a legitimate chance to maybe go to the Super Bowl.
Okay, so now we're talking, their ceiling is now between, if what you thought their ceiling was before was between 8-10 wins. Now it's 10-12 wins, right?
Just correct.
Something like that.
Yes.
So now they're drafting 20 versus 12. Is that really, what's the difference there in terms of the organizational reset? It's still all the same. It's not like his money's going to really impact.
No, because it's ultimately about Stidham. If they truly do, if the reports are to be believed, you know, they could have competed with him this year, but maybe he's not, you know, he's half-baked coming out of the oven.
Okay, but this is what I'm saying. They don't have to play him to develop him. That's all. And, you know, I've been consistent with that, too. You can develop a guy on the bench. You can develop a guy in your system. He doesn't have to play to develop. And I know a lot of people disagree with that. I think you disagree with that. You know, you have to see what he is to develop him. I don't necessarily believe that. So he didn't have to play to develop. And I think the organization is in just roughly the, you know.
Yeah, sure. But the other thing is, considering the narratives that's been pumped and shoved down our throats here over this about this kid for the last year, Mike, is I would think this now hurts his confidence. Oh, this last minute signing, Connor, you're bringing in Cam Newton now? Oh, so they don't believe in me, and maybe that hurts him long term.
Do you agree with that, Maz, that signing Cam Newton, a former MVP, first overall pick, Super Bowl quarterback, would hurt Jared Stidham's confidence?
Not necessarily, no. I mean, because again, I go back to the beginning of the offseason, and I do put stock in this when Greg Bedard told us that the Patriots weren't sure if Stidham was ready yet. And so this is part of the reason I think that they have doubt. They just have doubt about Stidham, whether it's now or long-term or both. There's doubt there. And so if Stidham's not ready, they sit him down and they say, hey, look, you know, this is a process. It takes a while. A lot of guys need 2 years. So this isn't about the long term. We believe in you. This guy's here just for a little while. So I don't necessarily believe in that. I think that, look, there's every possibility they like Stidham and they think that he's not ready. I totally allow for that. I'm just telling you that if there's doubt now, then there has to be doubt long term, because you never know how a guy's going
to
develop.
Real quick, as we go to break and get the reaction of the people, and Billy Lanny behind the glass, say, if you could release the hounds, please, I would appreciate it. Your reaction to Cam Newton coming to the New England Patriots, 617-779-0985. You guys like Cam Newton as a quarterback?
Eh.
I don't love him.
Yeah.
I don't love
me
him.
Neither.
I mean, for content's sake, I was pumped. If nothing else, the team just got a hell of a lot more interesting. But I don't love them. I don't.
Okay. What do you think, Boston? We'll get to you right after these words on a re-entry Monday here on Felger and Mazz.
It's Felger and Mazz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Mazz.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball. Terms.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
By and large, we don't remember the last segment.
Felger and Mazz.
I mean, I don't remember what I said last segment.
I don't remember what I said 60 seconds ago.
Felger and Mazz.
We don't remember who we are or what we said last week.
Yeah, but Felger, I'm the highlight of your show.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
I think when you're talking about mobile quarterbacks, guys that are tough to handle, tackle, can throw, run, make good decisions, can beat in a lot of that. I mean, I would put Newton at the top of the list. Not saying that there aren't a lot of other good players that do that, but I would say of all the guys, you know, we play or have played recently in the last couple of years, definitely put him. He's the hardest guy to deal with. See, he makes good decisions. He can run. He's strong. He's hard to tackle. He can do a lot of different things, beat in a lot of different ways. We saw that in the game down there in 13. I would put him at the top of the list.
Bill Belichick with some glowing things there on Cam Newton back in 2017. So a lot of people point to that and say he's loved him from the start. It's hard to know because Bill talks up everybody. But I think the fact that they signed him tells you that he likes him.
I mean, the dude has given him fits.
So just pick up on that before I go to the phones. Your thoughts on Newton as a quarterback, Mazz?
So I don't love him as a quarterback. Look, because again, to me, I don't think he's what you would call a precision passer. I don't think he's ever been that. But I do think that what Bill said there is, you know, is fairly honest for this reason. Bill likes versatility, and Newton can beat you in a lot of different ways. And one of the big things that he mentioned there that I think probably gets underplayed is Newton's hard to get to the ground. He's gigantic. He's just so huge that he makes it, that alone makes him different than every other quarterback. So now, especially, I don't love him as a player. I think he's been banged up. I'm not sure he's going to run as much anymore. So that, to me, leads to questions about his effectiveness. But I'll say this, like Murray, from a talk show perspective, Holy crap, how could you not love it?
I mean,
it's a fascinating dynamic.
So obviously, and we'll pound the crap out of it. Football-wise, Murray?
The injury factor more than anything else. He's missed 16 games these last couple of years. He's taken way too big of a beating. I think the compete level is a concern. You remember the fumble he wouldn't dive on in the biggest game of his life in that Super Bowl 5 years ago. And the accuracy thing, too. Maz is right to bring that up. Like, when healthy, like, he can be a beast. But I just think, at this age, the beating he's taken, I don't know if you're going to see the guy that you saw as the MVP of the league in 2015.
So, to me, it's all about the accuracy. And, you know, I think there's intangible-wise, I think there's some things that are really good about him and some things that are not good about him intangible-wise. I do think he's tough and he's played through injuries and all of that and is, can take a beating. And I think that's really important. He'll stand in there and take the shots. And that's, I can't say that about every quarterback. There's some other intangible things. Certainly the fumble we'll get to. But to me, the number one thing is accuracy. He's just not accurate enough for my liking. He's been over 60% only twice in his 9-year career. He was right at 60 a third year. So if you want to say 3 out of 9, either way, here are his completion percentages by year. 60.0, 57.7, 61.7, 58.5, 59.8, 52.9, 59.1. Couple years ago, in 2018, the year he got banged up his shoulder in the middle of the year, he had a very good completion percentage of 69.7. And then in that very spot duty last year, 56. It's just not, we've said if you're below 70 nowadays, you suck. If you're below 60, if you're below 60% completion percentage, you kind of suck it. That used to be a gold water. That used to be a gold standard mark. You were over 60, you were elite. Now the way the league's gone is if you're not at 60, you kind of blow. And he's a career 59.6 completion percentage. It's just not accurate enough for me, Maz.
And so, Mike, I would even say he's got to be at 65 now, not 60. Like, I think 60's low now.
Yeah, it is. It is. If you're below, you kind of suck. And ESPN had a really good stat this morning. Since 2015, third down completion percentage. Passing down, money on the table, kind of down. Most important down in the NFL. Since 2015, third down completion percentages, here are the worst in the NFL. Qualifying quarterbacks. Josh Rosen, 46%. Kyle Allen in Carolina, 50%. Gardner Minshew, 52%. Josh Allen in Buffalo, 52%. And in fifth place, Cam Newton, 53%. 53% completion percentage on third down since 2015. So that includes the MVP year, right? He won the MVP in 2015.
Yeah.
So, like, that's wretched. And that's just, so I'm pretty consistent about this. I like the accurate passer. I don't need the big arm. I don't need the big plays. I could care less about the top off the defense and I'm just not that guy. I like game managers. I like system quarterbacks. Cam Newton's not really that, but he's a really talented guy. He is an elite talented guy. He's still in his prime age-wise. Do you know he's younger than Russell Wilson? He's younger, obviously, than Aaron Rodgers. So he's younger than those guys. He is supremely talented. I think he's tough. I think he has a chance to be hyper-motivated. And those are all great things. I've just never loved him as a quarterback. Okay, your thoughts. Neil in North Reading. Go ahead, lead us off today. Neil, what do you got?
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller. So here's the thing. I think Cam was the plan all along. I think they just couldn't get him for the right money, so they decided they were going to go with Stidham. All of a sudden, Cam comes down on his asking price. Perfect. They go back to plan A. Obviously, they don't think Stidham's ready, but that's okay. Sitting behind a mobile QB as they start to implement a system for a mobile-type quarterback is only going to help his development. And I think it's only going to help and not hurt his development and confidence because I think he was in the know all along. I don't think they blindsided him. I think they told him, hey, if we can get Cam, we're going to. If not, we're going to go with you.
Okay. If that's the plan all along, why is it June 29th? Why did it take him so long to execute it? And it is, again, it's not a regular offseason, but it's still going to be a little bit of a late start. So if it was the plan all along, I'm okay with it. And I'll accept the narrative that it doesn't put Stidham back because I don't need Stidham to play to develop. And if there was, I was going to be okay with Hoyer, for crying out loud. So if I was going to be okay with Hoyer, I was going to be okay with Andy Dalton. I sure as heck better be okay with Cam Newton. And I am. But why did it have to go until June 29 for that to happen?
I don't believe it was the plan all along. I don't. And I don't know what happened in between. Again, it could be as simple as the price coming down. So I don't want to eliminate that as a possibility. But when you say it's a plan all along, and I recognize the draft was a while ago now, what, so you completely discount that a team like the Chargers would have thrown a lot of money at them when they're moving into a new stadium? Like, I just think that that means you would have to know everything that's going on down to the last detail in every organization.
Well, put it like this.
Not that I put that past Belichick, because I think he's certainly capable of that. But you're just playing with fire there a little bit, aren't you, if you leave him out there dangling the whole time?
He's our guy if he comes at the right number, but if he doesn't come at the right number, he's not our guy. Is that a plan? Is that, I mean...
That's not real. I don't think that that's a plan.
Do you consider that a plan?
No.
Like, I mean, that's what they do at a lot of positions, but if you're going to do that at quarterback... If you're going to say he's our guy at this number, but he's not our guy at that number, and then we'll go with the second-year guy, what is that? I mean,
no, it's keeping your fingers crossed and hoping for the best. That's not really a plan.
Is that the plan, Chris and Raynham? Was this the plan all along?
No, I don't think this was the plan. For a year plus, we've always heard about Stidham and how great he was. It started when Tom Brady had the contract issues.
Billy.
Yes, go ahead, Chris. Go ahead.
Oh, all right. Sorry, there was an echo. We started when Brady had the contract issues and they talked up Stidham, and now suddenly Cam Newton's in here. I'll say, as a Patriots fan, this brings me a lot more excitement. There's some hope and potential for this season. And by the way, we're on day 9 of Stidham in Texas. And every time you guys mention that, I want Chris from Rainham to be the one who broke that story for you guys.
Thank you.
Because I sent you the video and I called you guys about it. And he's on day 9 of being in Texas. If you think that has nothing to do with this, Bill Belichick respected Tom Brady because he was the hardest working guy in the room. If Stidham's disappearing for a month, then that's not a good sign. And that could have been the final nail in the coffin. Hopefully Cam gets the teammates together. I will jump for joy when I see a Cam Newton, Julian Edelman in workout video on Instagram this week.
Okay, so that's what I expect. Expect Cam Newton to come in here and start working out with his guys and pissing off DeMora Smith and the experts and the federal health officials and all of this. I expect him on the field with his guys. He doesn't have to show me. You don't have to Instagram it. And it pissed me off that Stidham went to Texas too. But I don't know how much, you know, like, I have a habit of overplaying things. Is that overplayed? He would have had to have gone with the team's blessing, right? Like they said, shut it down. Don't worry about it. You know, we'll see you back at the end of July, which I still don't love. Why can't you be working with your guys in the middle of July, getting ready for this season? But, you know, I know Cam Newton, and, you know, Cam, we're showing it on the NBC Sports Boston simulcast. He's, you know, like a lot of these guys, like Brady, he'll show you how hard he's working. I do think Newton's been working hard. I'm not worried about him in terms of work ethic, but it's different than playing around with the medicine ball, you know, 8 hours a day versus...
I'm already annoyed with how the narrative of how good he looks. You know who else looked awesome when he came here and who I saw when he got signed by the Atlanta Falcons? Steven Jackson. He's one of the most impressive human beings I've ever seen up close in my entire life. And he was washed up. You can only take so many hits, and Cam Newton has taken a beating. I remember the opener of that season after the Super Bowl. It was Denver and Carolina again, and the straight-up beating that Newton took by the Broncos, and there weren't flags throughout that game. That's the other thing, too. Think how many times he's been hit, and you think, like, where's the flag? Because of his size, you don't see it. I don't want to say he's washed up. I just don't think you're going to see the guy that he was 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay, but back to the working out and being in shape. Like, I think he works hard and is in shape. I'm with you.
But only means so much.
I would much rather the guy be on the field going over route combinations with his teammates and checks and terminology and the playbook. Like, I think that's over half the game. The effing playbook.
It's more than half.
I have no doubt that he's going to be in great shape and motivated and works hard and is in the gym and all that crap. But if he thinks his guy's running it out and he's running it in, it doesn't matter how many medicine balls you chuck around the gym. Meanwhile, Murray mentioned it before, the fumble in the Super Bowl and Cam Newton's competitiveness. Was that a defining play? Does that define him, or was that just a bad moment? Your thoughts after Big Jim Murray's update.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win, go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Doing what they do best.
Now talk about soap opera.
Felger Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's a 3rd and 9. Rushing 4, ball comes out of the hands of Newton. It's on the ground and still on the ground. Picked up by T.J. Ward at the 4-yard line. Vaughn Miller did it again. He knocked it out of the hands of Newton.
Cam Newton decides not to dive in there. And
yeah, he backed away from it. He jumped away instead of jumping into the pile.
Yep, I guess he made a decision it wasn't worth to go in there and get it. Should have dove in, had a chance to recover it.
Have that last fumble there. Have you gone over that play in your mind and if you could have done anything different?
What would you want me to do?
People are saying that you should have jumped in the pile, but you didn't. And so what do you remember what you were thinking at that moment?
Okay. I didn't get the fumble, but we can play tit for tat. I see numerous quarterbacks throw interceptions and their effort afterwards, they don't go. I don't dive on one fumble because the way my leg was, it could have been contorted in a way. Okay, you say my effort. I didn't dive down. I fumbled. That's fine. But at the end of the day, that game wasn't built off of. We didn't lose that game because of that fumble. I can tell you that.
All right, so is that the play that defines Cam Newton? Obviously, Super Bowl against Denver. About, I don't know, 4 or 5 minutes left. They're down 6 points. It's a one-possession game. I think people forget this.
Yeah, hypothetically speaking, a Panthers recovery. He gets on that ball, and you hold the Broncos to 3 and out. You have the ball. Newton and the Panthers have the ball with something like 3 and change remaining, down 6.
So they were, we look back at that as a blowout game because Denver just dominated them. But it was like a one-possession game for most of it. It was a one-possession game when the ball hit the turf and you didn't go after it. And then what compounded it is that after the game, he shut it down. He went to the podium with a sweatshirt on, and he didn't answer questions, and he mumbled it for a couple minutes and then stormed off. And it certainly didn't storm. He just sort of slunk off the podium there, and I'll play some sound on that coming up as well. And so is that a moment that defines him that he can't recover from, Murray?
I think it's inexcusable. In the biggest game of his life and how defiant he was after the game and went from defiant to pouty and then, you know, stormed off. I think that says a lot about a guy. Maybe it's too much to put on one moment, but I don't think that it is. I mean, it's the only Super Bowl he's been to. It was an MVP season, and that's a quit play. I think it's a terrible look.
What do you think, Maz?
Defines him? Yes. Absolutely. 100%. Something he can't come back from? No, he can, but it's going to require him getting back there and winning a championship and performing differently. Him not jumping on that fumble, or more importantly, making the effort to jump on that fumble, one of the most astonishing things I've ever seen. I remember us coming in the next day after that game, and I said, I can't believe that. And his explanation is completely bullcrap, frankly. Like, you know, I've seen other quarterbacks throw interceptions and not show effort in the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl.
And I know
no,
that
I mean, look, again, that's a huge, huge stain on him. No two ways about it. And my concern with Cam Newton is that he's always been the biggest, fastest, most athletic guy on the field, and that when he finally got stood up to, he wilted. You know, sort of like the LeBron James disease. And maybe Bill Belichick can help him get to the next level. I think that's part of the logic if you're a guy like Cam Newton to come back here and rehabilitate yourself in many ways.
Yeah, it's something you can come back from, like Maz said, but I just don't know how you can not look at that as a stain. I mean, it's... You waffled, dude. Like, and I know that he had taken a beating in that game because that's one of the best defenses of the last 10 or 15 years, but you've got to dive on that ball.
Now it defines him. If he gets another crack, he can change the narrative. But if he doesn't get another crack at the Super Bowl, that's unfortunately how he's going to be defined. It's the way that game works. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be defined right now by the last 10 minutes of that fourth quarter. That's what defines him. It's the first thing people think of. And that's just, again, those aren't the only guys. That's just that game. That's the way that game works. And if you can get back and atone for it and be a John Elway, fine. And if you get, you know, multiple chances and then, okay, you can change the narrative, but you got to get that opportunity.
And it doesn't really matter ultimately what like hot takers like us and fans feel about him. His peers feel this way about him. Aqib Talib after that game, and granted it's Aqib Talib who talks a lot and he's very entertaining, was yelling, he didn't want it. He didn't want it. You know, so like that sticks in those guys' heads too.
So it was the whole picture to me is what was bad in that. Remember that year? That was the 15-1 year.
Yep.
And
mm-hmm.
Cam Newton, you know, for whether you like this style or not, is very demonstrative when he's doing well. You know, loves a celebration. That's when, was that the first year of the Dap Murray?
I think it was,
you know,
yeah.
They were dapping, you know, he's the Superman. He, you know, very extravagant when it comes to celebrating their successes. So you are out there pounding your chest all season long, and then it goes against you. You face some adversity, and what do? You quit on the field and then shut it down in front of the cameras after the game. And just that whole look, to me, I just have very little use for that.
That's front running.
I so much prefer the guy that just grinds it out. And I think that Cam Newton will grind it out on some level. I don't want to say that he's like a total quitter or soft or anything like that, because he has taken a beating and kept playing, and he's played through injuries. And I do think he's tough. But in that respect, you know, he just came off as really a front runner. You know, and I typically don't like those guys. And he heard it. He heard it after the game. That there's no use playing you the post-game press conference, because he answered like three questions with two words, mumbled into the microphone, and then again slunk off the podium after 3 minutes or so. But he got criticized for that too. Here's the NFL Network post-game show. It's Deion Sanders and Marshall Faulk, and these guys got on him pretty good, and this is just representative of the commentary on Cam Newton coming out of that game.
Something that happened last night was very profound. Not only the guys that inducted to the Hall of Fame, but Cam received NFL MVP. Do you understand what that means? You're the most valuable player, the most valuable person, the most valuable individual that we have in our league. You are the face of our brand right now. You can't do that.
That's true.
I understand the emotions of losing, but you can't do that. A Manning, a Brady, all these guys that has been the prototypical type of quarterback in our game, they're not going to do that. Would Drew Brees ever?
But Cam is not them.
Okay. He's not them, but.
I'm going to say this, Prime. Cam is not them.
You can't do that, Marsh.
And nobody says you have to accept losing.
No, we're not saying accept losing.
I'm saying he is going to learn from this, but the pain that he's going through, you have to be capable to sit up there and answer these questions. And if you are not mature enough to do it, don't say something wrong trying to do something right.
But my point is, as well,
you say the wrong thing,
yeah,
it's worse than what it is.
But you just walked off. You're opening yourself up for more criticism, because everybody gonna say, oh, you dabbing and smiling and styling and profiling when you win it. So this is how you go
right.
When you lose,
see, to me, that's the thing. Hey boy, when they were doing well, he was in your face. And
the whole team was. Remember, they were doing a lot of team celebrations after touchdowns and stuff.
Then they faced some adversity. They were 15-1 that year. They were rolling. They didn't lose to like the last month of the year, right? And then
they lost the second to last game of the season. They were 14-0.
Yeah, and then they get punched in the face and they quit. And then after the game, act like a bunch of babies. So, yep, he got hammered for that. He should have gotten hammered for that. Right now, it defines him. I'll tell you one person who shouldn't be judging him on that, though, and that's Bill Belichick. Because he has slunk off of more podiums and acted like a bigger baby than any player I know. So I know Bill doesn't hold it against him, shouldn't hold it against him, because for all the crap we can say about Cam Newton losing that game and being a poor sport, not grinding it, all that, I've seen that from Bill 100 times more. So Bill has no, Bill doesn't hold it against him, and he shouldn't. And so, I mean, we're used to it with Bill. But the quarterback, you know, the quarterback's also different than a different positional player. We expect the quarterback to sort of stand there and take it. It's a quasi-management position. We've talked about this a lot. That was a horrible look for Cam Newton. And so,
oh, gosh. I mean, really, just absolutely brutal, Mike. You know, and again, you say he's tough, and I think he's physically tough. I question whether he's mentally tough.
Well, we haven't seen it yet. There's still time. Again, he's younger than Russell Wilson. I heard that this morning. It blew me away. And he's Russell, and he's younger than Aaron Rodgers. There's still time. So there's still time for him to change that narrative, and there's time for him to prove he can tough it out and grind it out and all those other things. And, and he's here to do it. It'll happen with the New England Patriots. We continue with your reaction in our long commercial-free segment right after this.
Boston's home for sports. Felger has 95 The Sports Hub.
Hey, it's Felger here.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Did they say it?
I didn't say that. Yes, you did.
Yes, they did.
Well, you said it. You said it. I can prove that you said it. You said it.
It's Felger and Mass. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Somewhere I picture that Bill Belichick is smiling, maybe even giggling someplace. And this seems like, I mean, one of the all-time low-risk, high-reward moves made by the Patriots.
Steven, we said this all along. The Patriots are just the type of team to sit back, wait for the market to settle, and then, when there's not a lot of action, move in and get somebody like Cam Newton, the former NFL most valuable player, signed to a one-year deal. And that's exactly what happened here. There was not a strong market for Cam Newton's services. There was very little market for his services. And so New England was monitoring his outlook all along, and then in late June, it steps in there. There have been some conversations going on in recent days, and gets done a one-year deal. I think ultimately Cam Newton recognizes he's not going to land an outright starting job. He's not going to get one of these 30-plus million-dollar-a-year jobs that other quarterbacks get. And he's got to take the best deal with the best opportunity that he can find. What better opportunity than to go to a Super Bowl contender in New England that just lost Tom Brady and try to replace the greatest quarterback of all time in an offense that's hummed the last 20 years with Brady at the helm?
again, Adam Schefter breaking the news there last night. And that piece, they were monitoring it all along. Does that mean it was the plan all along? Does that change your view of it? Was this the plan? I think it's a key part of the story. Or did something happen? Did something happen in the last couple weeks as it relates to what I mean, Jared Stidham and Brian Hoyer? Did they see something from those guys that they didn't like that said, all right, now we got to go in on Cam Newton? Or it was all Cam Newton from the start. They had him in their back pocket, and this was just the way it timed out? In which case, I would say, why did you have to wait till June 29? Or was it all on Cam Newton? He was just waiting for a better offer. It never came, and so Cam Newton finally took their offer. And that's what it was. But does it change the story on the timing? Anyway, back to your reaction. As promised, here's Alan in California. Go ahead, Alan.
Okay, so what is Bill's secret plan? I have it. The Patriots are looking up at four or five teams. Their offense is looking like out of the 1920s. So bring this guy in, you know, have some fun, and Trevor Lawrence in 3-2-1.
Okay, I'm going to let you go. Here's Alex in Virginia. Hi, Alex. You're up next.
Hey, guys. How you doing? So I'm thinking about Cam Newton. I think the total money is $7.5 million for the year. I would rather have Andy Dalton at $3 million than have to deal with Cam Newton, his antics. Hopefully he's matured a little bit. But at the end of the day, I'm still upset that we had to sign Cam Newton, because that means the Patriots don't think Jared Stidham is the guy right now. But I'd rather have Andy Dalton at his money than Cam Newton at his money.
Okay, would you rather have Andy Dalton at $3 million or Cam Newton at $7.5 million?
Newton.
Maz?
Cam Newton. But I will say this, that it depends also on what kind of offense you want to run. If you want to do what you've been doing for the last, you know, 20 years, then I would say Andy Dalton. If you're willing to bend and mold and change what you do to accommodate what is a unique talent, then Cam Newton. This is one of the parts of the story that intrigues me and I find interesting, is that what are they going to do with this guy? How are they going to make him fit on the field and off? Because he's just such a departure from the way they've done it over the last 20 years.
Okay, just looking it up, Andy Dalton is, in some respects, more. I think Andy Dalton's guarantee is $3 million. I'm just looking at this quickly. I think Andy Dalton got $3 million guaranteed with a chance to make $7 million. It looks like Cam Newton, and we haven't gotten the numbers yet, but they said base of just over $1 million with a chance to go to $7.5 million. So
right.
Andy Dalton might be more expensive. Look, and when we asked this at the time, I think I said Andy Dalton, and I still might feel that way. Even though I fully acknowledge Cam Newton is a superior talent and the ceiling's higher on Newton. And so if everything clicks, you will be better with Cam Newton than Andy Dalton. But I'm trying to be consistent. I just think Andy Dalton is more of a system guy, more of a game manager, that kind of thing, would fit the Patriots system and would fit right in all those things and be fewer moving parts. And so, you know, I was okay with all these guys, and I'm okay with Newton. But again, was that the plan all along? Is that why they weren't in on Andy Dalton? Or was it one of those things where if we like Andy Dalton's contract, he'll be the guy? If we like Cam Newton's contract, that'll be the guy. And if you're just basing the signing on how you like the contract, is that even a plan? David in Boston. Go ahead, David.
This wasn't the plan. Belichick saw Brady working out like it's 2007 with Moss again. And he looked over to his left and he saw his young, pretty much rookie quarterback down in Texas sipping margaritas. And he said, what the hell is this? I got Cam Newton over here who looks like he's friggin' Hercules posting videos, working out every day, killing it. He got jealous. He had to come to Jesus moment and said, I'm not going to settle for this 8-8, 9-7, 10-6 season. I'm not doing that. I'm going all in. I'm signing Cam Newton.
Okay. I love that take.
Co-sign with the caller 100%.
I mean, I don't know if it's true or not.
I'm close to that.
But it's fun. It's a fun thing to think that Bill was all set with Hoyer Stidham. And then he looks down. He sees every other day Tom Brady pushing the envelope, working out like a demon down there, possessed. Meanwhile, his guy goes to Texas to go to a wedding. And Bill's like, oh, this ain't going to work. I'm not going to let Brady upstage me. All right, suck on this.
Well, we've been under the impression that the both of them are going to be reinvigorated, right? And so who gives him a better chance to actually win and go further this year? It's ultimately Cam Newton if he's healthy. This is now an arms race between Bill and Tom. I fully believe that.
Okay, here's the other side of that coin, though. And if we believe that Bill wants to prove he can win without Brady, he wants to prove he can win without the elite quarterback, this doesn't really help him in that argument, which actually I give him credit for. But again, if Bill Belichick goes from Tom Brady to Brian Hoyer or Jared Stidham and still wins the division, he proves his point. I can win with anybody. It's about the system. It's not about the quarterback. It was about me. It's not about Tom. If he brings Cam Newton in here and Cam Newton runs around and makes a bunch of plays and plays at an elite level and gets hot and they win 12 games, well, Bill hasn't really proven anything, has he? He's just gone from one elite quarterback to the next. So I think Bill just undercut himself on his argument, which, again, I give him credit for. He made it about the team here and not about necessarily his little thing about me or Brady.
You think fans will feel that way, though? I mean, you and I can feel that way, and I would, because I think it would be a bigger... It's a bigger pelt that if he were to able to go 9-7 and win the division with Jared Stidham or Brian Hoyer this year than bringing in Cam Newton.
Right.
You think fans are going to give a rat's ass, though? I don't think so.
What if Newton has a career year and completes 70% of his passes?
It's not about Bill. Exactly.
It's not about Bill, or it is?
It's not? No.
Oh, see, I disagree.
Yeah.
Where has he ever done that before?
Well, he completed 67% a couple of years ago.
Okay, and how many games?
14. It was 2018. He had 67.9%.
Okay, so was that high that year?
Yeah, it was.
Okay, so but even so, I would say that's not his track record, though. I would still say if Bill gets the best year that Newton's ever played, and when I say that, I mean efficient, right? Efficient
year. No. So you're saying if Cam Newton comes in here and has a monster year, people are going to credit Belichick, not credit Cam Newton.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm with Mass on this.
Oh, I disagree.
Mike, the guy's infallible here. Every move that he makes is the right move. And I'm already annoyed by this because you're asking, like, was this the plan all along? What we're going to be told, that's the truth. You know, like, oh, no, this was the plan, or it wasn't. Like, whatever. Bill's going to come out on top.
Well, see, to me, the most fascinating part of this whole thing is, or one of them, is Cam Newton's individual motivation. If he is hyper-motivated, again, this is an MVP, first overall pick, just went to the Super Bowl a couple years ago, and no one wanted him in the league. No one wanted him. And so if he's, you know, pissed and motivated and driven. Now he goes with Belichick. You look at their schedule. You know who Cam Newton's going to be facing this year? Pat Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson. Name it. I mean, all the guys that have, you know, not just passed him, but lapped him in terms of the elite athletic quarterback. Like, so this was Cam Newton. That was Cam Newton for, whatever, a half dozen years in this league. Now he's thrown to the side. And all those guys have passed him, lapped him, and now he gets to go with Bill Belichick and face all of those guys. And if he has a big year, he goes into the market next year and banks. So, like, that whole thing is tremendous. But you're saying that would happen and people say, oh, it was just Bill? It wasn't Cam Newton being, you know, individually, singularly motivated by that?
Yeah, around here.
What if he doesn't run, Mike?
What's that?
What if he doesn't run as much? What if part of the appeal for Cam Newton is to come to Foxborough and play for Bill Belichick and say, you know what? I can't keep doing it the way I've been doing it, man. I'm getting the crap kicked out of me. I can't stay on the field anymore. Let me go to a guy who can teach me how to be more efficient in the pocket and actually follow through on it, and I can turn into more of a pocket passer. What if that happens?
Okay, then I think the coaching will absolutely get some credit. That if he, this is a whole nother conversation. What do you think is going to be the bigger move? Cam Newton to the Patriots system or the Patriots system to Cam Newton? In other words, are the Pats going to change more or is Newton going to change more?
Mm.
I rule out neither at this stage.
Ah, that is a fence up the ass question that on my best day that I couldn't come up with.
Yep. Fortunately, it's a good old picket fence, too. It's a sharp end on that fence.
A masterstroke of facilitating and middling right there.
No, that was, I will see your facilitation, and I will checkmate. Checkmate on your facilitation, Felger. Let's pick that up. We got all week to talk about this. God bless.
All month?
Yeah, tremendous. So we will pick that apart. Wait, what do you think? Who's going to change more, the Pats scheme to fit Cam Newton or Cam Newton to fit the Pats scheme? But next we have to get back to cheating. Once again, you just can't stop cheating and getting fined and losing draft picks. Let's pick up that story after Murray's 90-second update, no commercials.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline MA.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.